Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to an all-new Shadowhunters After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight we're going to be breaking down Season 2, Episode 7, titled How Art Thou Fallen? We are so excited to talk about this episode, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Thank you again for tuning in to another Shadowhunters After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. I am followed by one lovely person over here. Just kidding. Becca. Dakota T. Jones and Becca Brown, guys.
What's up, guys? You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
Hi, y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at
BeckBTalksTV,
and Sam's here.
Sam's here. You guys can find me at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram, just so you're invited to the joke. Becca was taking a Snapchat earlier, and everyone was introducing themselves. By everyone, I mean Dakota.
Yeah.
Very excitingly, but she was like, oh yeah, Sam's here, and I'm in the back waving. So I'm here, and of course, guys, don't forget to follow us at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes.
And we're in the live chat. I know a bunch is all over the place, so, you know, keep on chatting. I really, really liked this episode.
Yeah.
It was
very happening. There was a lot happening. Jace was doing a lot.
He was
activating all different types of runes in bed. That was interesting. That was very something that Freeform had taken to the next level with this little scene.
Yeah, I was like, we were talking about it earlier. I was like, wait.
He's like laying there like,
wait, Freeform?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a lot to say about that scene.
Oh, yeah.
This candy away. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone who believes in Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I don't believe in Valentine's
Day.
Did
you see the cute little videos on Shadowhunters TV Instagram where they Clary was sending a direct Valentine to Valentine?
Oh, yes.
Those were cute. Those were cute.
I did. Well, I mean, anything Kat does is really cute.
True.
So let's start talking about the opening. Just we'll talk about the teaser, and then we'll kind of go by characters and storyline. But the teaser was really cool. I felt like it was it because a lot of times their teasers, which are the first few minutes of an episode right before it breaks to, you know, Shadowhunters and the whole opening, it's what happens before that.
Yeah.
And for that, like for this show, for me, it just is like a big extension,
mm-hmm.
and not like a normal teaser. But this one felt like a normal teaser because all this cool stuff happened. Cleophas is exactly what we were afraid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think about that?
I was honestly optimistic about the whole thing, thinking, oh, you know, it's going to be fine. It's all going to be good. She's going to be doing things for good. But then totally went with how most of the people thought it would. What about you, Becca?
I didn't trust her. I don't like her.
I like her as a character. I'm really happy that they've introduced her.
Well, it's complicated because she's like that person that I don't trust, but kind of like at the same time because she's interesting and she brings something to the show.
Yeah.
I agree, actually. It's, like, different than Aldertree, right?
It's
who
like,
we kind of just hate. We don't like anything about him. Really?
Yeah. Like,
oh, you like his accent.
No, no. It's not just that. I like his acting. I like how he pits people against each other. It makes for a great villain.
I'm going to call her Cleo. But
me too.
I like.
I mean, so does Luke. Luke calls her Cleo, so it's fine.
So we're going to say Cleo.
I like Cleo because she's, like, she's more three-dimensional than other characters, so to speak.
Agreed.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Like, there's a lot of layers to her.
Okay.
I have to say, when I opened the chat, I saw something that I think summarizes this whole show
mm-hmm.
from Rianne. It says, I don't think Valentine cares, TBH. And I was like, summary of Shadowhunters.
Well, we're going to get into that later in this episode, but he didn't seem to care as much as we thought he would about Jocelyn's death.
Yeah, I was expecting him to have like this cry out of anguish and turmoil and being so upset, but he just like skipped right on over. Does he know? I mean, I'm sure he knows.
Yeah, well, because Luke even like mentioned that like you killed the love of your life at the end of the episode.
And he didn't blink?
Yeah. We'll talk about that because I have a lot to say. But we have Valentine, this angel.
Yeah.
Who I feel like we briefly heard his name at the end, Ethereal or something. Guys, please tell me because I know that was off. And
say ethanol?
I thought it was Ethereal.
Like, oh, okay. I was like, ethanol.
Yeah. I was like, this is honestly something I've heard before, but probably not.
I liked him. He was like the cutest little old man.
Oh, I know, but he was a little scary, I will say.
He was like,
And his wings were very interesting. I was kind of like, he was kind of like a scary angel, but kind of that cute old man that maybe just has kind of stopped taking care of himself after a while. And he's kind of
looks
straggly.
Like Birdman. Did you guys ever see that movie? It won Best Movie a couple years ago.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh.
And it like that freaked me out. And so did Black Swan. And for me, I Black just Swan thought of those two things.
So you're not a bird person.
I can see the Black Swan thing.
Yeah, it was a little weird. But so Valentine is taking this angel, and I would love people in the chat to just chime in talking about this angel.
I'm not even going to try to say it. Ethereal?
Ethereal? Thank you, Adriana. Oh, I'm sure that I butchered that, but...
I wasn't that wrong.
Yeah, you were pretty right.
Yeah, okay. So he's torturing Ethereal. I'm going to say that. And I love that we're getting to see Clary's, like, what makes her different.
Yeah.
So she can hear when he screams. He's, like, calling out to her.
He's like, no.
Is it because she's special, or is he specifically targeting her to help him?
I think that she's special, and Valentine knows that this is going to somehow draw Clary out of the woodwork because he needs her for something, or he wants to figure out this whole ruin situation that she can create. So I think he's doing it purposely to activate the Soul Sword, but then also to kind of lure Clary back into his grasps after he lost her the first time.
Well, we know she's special, but what bugged me is I think she needs to, before speaking and making herself sound insane or different, etc., etc., which could, like, potentially be dangerous. Think about it.
Well, I feel like the anger that we were talking about that seemed missing, and sadness and grief since her mother died, I think that's actually starting to come out now, finally.
Yeah.
Which I'm happy about, because I was like, that's unrealistic.
Yeah. I still wish I could see more of her anger.
I think we will. And, like, I think it's going to be, like, a slow burn, but it's going to become a big... flame.
Because, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be functionable, like, at all. I know she has, like...
I don't know if functionable is a word to come.
I think it is.
Functionable?
I'll look it up.
Look it up.
Functionable in the dictionary.
It is now.
It is now. But I would not be able to function. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm. Function is a word.
Okay. But...
Yes.
I wouldn't be able to, because it's one of those things where my mom is everything to me. And to be... And if I lost her, like, I would not be able to slay... demons. I would not be able to slay the new shadow hunters that Valentine's creating. I wouldn't be able to do anything. But she's still out there kicking A, doing all these things, and I'm just like, girl.
I think
she's
that
badass.
Maybe once she avenges Jocelyn's death, then that's when she'll break down. Because I do understand that. Avenging her death and then grieving.
Yeah.
Because there's like the 7 stages of grief, and right now we haven't really seen very many steps.
What stage are we at right now?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure which stage of grief, but it's. I think we're starting the stage that is.
We already experienced denial.
I think she's just pissed, and that's her step.
Yeah. Let's talk about some Izzy and Yin Fin, and like how it's kind of. I love how each character is like getting a little taste of her crazy.
Yeah, definitely. I think that she's definitely kind of proving her crazy to everyone. I am kind of a little bit surprised that they've drugged this on for so many episodes now.
Me too.
We get the whole Yin Fin thing, like, you know, whatevs. But then after a while, it's like, okay, we're still on this. We're still on this. I'm wondering how many episodes it's going to take. Because if they can forget Jocelyn's death in, like, an episode, like, I wonder how long it's going to take them to forget about this Yin Fin situation.
I understand what you're saying.
I feel like this the show, you know what I mean? Like, they move on so fast on from everything. Like, oh, she died. Cool, whatever. Moving on. And then this thing, they're just stuck on it. So it must have placed some great significance if it's going to be worth more screen time than Jocelyn's death.
Yeah, it's a good point. But also what I did like about this episode is that life must go on, and you can't just like... And I don't want to watch a TV show that is a mourning, like they're mourning. And I think that that's part of the reason why they dealt with the death the way that they did, because... Yeah. Who wants to watch people crying all the time? That's why I liked this episode in the past 2 episodes actually the best, because it wasn't so dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched for the action and mystery of the show.
Yeah, and I mean, I love what they're turning it into. We have a scene between Clary and Izzy when Izzy's so pissed at her.
Yeah.
I was like, Izzy... Damn.
I liked it because I thought it was very realistic, because this whole time they've been like girl power, and I'm obsessed with the relationship, and I think it's great that it's like they're not pitting women against women, but it's unrealistic if they never get any fights. So I was excited to see a little bit of tension, because they've always been just so cool. So I'm excited to see a little bit of tension, but then I hope it's resolved and they can move forward very soon.
What was that line that she said when she's like, oh, the togetherness line. She's...
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of getting... I'm kind of over this togetherness. I'm kind of over...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, like, find your chill.
I was like, oh, my gosh.
Well, you guys...
I was like, is this a breakup?
I think that part of the reason that Izzy is like that is because she's Anya and Finn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I don't think they normally...
Side effects.
And then, you know, she has a scene with Magnus. Magnus, why is wrong with me?
Sen.
Wait, why is what?
I always like Magnus.
Oh yeah, Magnus.
Sen. Yes, and I want to say Magnus really badly.
Sounds like a bad STD.
I told you because I knew a guy in college named Magnus, and it just won't. Anyways,
doesn't that sound like a bad STD? Magnus.
What? What are you pointing at, Becca?
I liked her other scene too. Later on.
What scene?
With Simon.
Who's?
Oh, yes. Okay. So, well, we had the Magnus scene with Rufus, who I think we might get to know more about because very, like, curious about what was going on with his storyline.
He was banned from, what, the United States or North America. He was banned from North America indefinitely, but apparently he's back for some reason. So Magnus kind of waves him away with his little hand.
Do you think Magnus is lying? Like, do you think he's lying that he believes Izzy? Because I think that he definitely knows something is off. Maybe because he's so, like, looped up in Alec and taken away that he doesn't want to, like, believe that his sister is a drug addict.
I don't know. I could kind of see that. She's very good about, in certain situations, being able to snap and not be shaking anymore and, like, kind of hold herself together for the time being to have a conversation. And then when they leave, she kind of falls apart again. So I think that she kind of saved the situation. In Magnus's face, I feel like he did believe her in the end. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Okay. But he's going to detect it later on and then go from there because I think that it's going to come back up again to where he's going to notice something.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we also had that Simon scene that Becca wants to talk about. That was awesome. I loved it too, Simon and Izzy.
Yeah, and I kind of felt Izzy's maybe jealousy.
Attraction towards him?
I don't think so.
No.
I'm all for Sizzy, but are you talking about whenever she's there at the bar?
Yes, when they're at the bar.
Because it's very obvious that she's only using him because she's thinking, oh, vampire venom, I need it. So wouldn't it be funny if you bit me? It's like... Really?
He's like, me? I wrote down what he said. It was, do you mean me bite you with my fangs?
Right. Which is totally, she's saying she wants it so bad that she's going to have him bite her so that way she can kind of get some Yin Fin in her system because the venom.
It reminds me of True Blood in a way because vampire blood, if humans drank it, like they could drink it recreationally and it'd be like taking ecstasy times 10.
Oh, wow.
So I feel like it's kind of that almost, but with Shadowhunters.
Wow.
No, I was feeling Sizzy in this episode.
I want to feel them. Not like that, but I want to feel them. But I don't think this is a genuine moment.
No,
this is
definitely
Izzy
not.
Being desperate because she's a drug addict and is just trying to use anyone she possibly can with her flirtatious ways so she can get her way, so she can, you know, cure her anguish and...
Her anguish. Well, see, I don't even know if she's
counselor.
Hurt anymore.
Huh?
I said Izzy's counselor.
I know, I'm Izzy's counselor. She meets with me 2 times a week. Yes. She's almost off Yen Finn.
Almost. You signed a confidentiality agreement. Oh, I mean, like, you're totally breaking the rules here.
You guys won't tell anyone.
I think, you know, I think it was an Easter egg almost for the future. Because season, I don't know why, like, when the show started.
I was all... Team Sizzy.
The first few episodes, I was like, I see this. And then it's gotten so far away from it. But for me, I was like, oh, maybe they're just like reminding us that like that this exist. Can be a thing. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm so into Maya and Simon right now. And I know that's kind of heartbreaking, but like I was really into them. I was really rooting for them.
I was into that.
Yeah. So let's...
Maya was into that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Simon's entire journey. Because he is getting this, like, A storyline.
Yeah.
He got the A storyline for the episode. Not really. I mean, Clary obviously was a close second, but to me, this was like the Simon show.
It was. It was like the Simon dating show.
And I loved it. I loved it so much.
Me too.
It was the perfect Valentine's Day episode.
Yeah.
I bet they kind of planned that.
Sorry.
I was...
Probably not,
to be honest. I was really excited to see... his storyline. I was really upset when Jace came in and decided to try to make him... Jace is all types of mixed up this episode. He's very...
Mm-hmm.
He's not himself, which I get because he's hurting. But at the same time, he's so rude to Simon, basically saying, you should not be yourself. You need to be someone else. You're an idiot type of thing.
It was weird, but I loved it.
Really?
Yes. I was very entertained by the whole thing.
I was really entertained by it, too. I was like, okay, getting some dating advice from, like, someone who's pretty much the opposite of him.
I just loved how when he was trying to mimic Jace's, like, he's like, all right, you need to be better. He's like, Simon, like, pooched his lips out and was, like, trying to be Jace. He's like, I'm just doing what you're doing. He had a spot-on impersonation. Because that's what he does. He kind of pooches his lips out a little bit. He kind of squints and...
Yeah.
He's like, Lewis. Simon Lewis.
But then what was so cool, which is, like, kudos to Alberto, when Jace decided to put the rune on to shapeshift into Simon.
That was interesting.
Because it obviously actually was Alberto.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just... so good. He was Jace.
Yeah.
That was really good.
He did an amazing job of picking up on Jace's characteristics and being able to play that out to make it look like Jace was in his skeleton or his shell or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. I thought he had it down. Even whenever he was talking to Maya and was acting all cool, totally looked like Jace.
Right. Well, no, what tripped me out was, like, there was a Simon trying to be cool, and then there was the Jace that shapeshifted to Simon, mm-hmm. which Alberto played
right.
both of those things. So, yeah, I thought it was
a Simon show.
Yeah, it was awesome, and I think he's always been, like, my second, third favorite character, yeah. but and it was, to me, the first few episodes of this, I liked it because I loved the show, mm-hmm. but it wasn't, like, what I wanted to watch over and over again.
Yeah.
And I'm a rewind girl.
Everyone's saying that Jace's, like, attitude in the scenes where he's trying to tell Simon, like, don't be yourself is book Jace.
Yeah, it's, like, actually who he is.
Okay, Isaac R. says he's very arrogant in the books, which I totally picked up on when I was just reading that first one that I was reading. Definitely... the Jace that most of the people were used to in the books. And I don't know if he's here to stay or here to go, but...
hopefully here to go.
I think
he's kind of hot. anyways, I have a lot to say about Jace in a minute, but before that, I want to talk about Simon and Maya.
Yeah.
Love it.
I like when they're, like, awkward.
I know.
They're very awkward.
I'm on Team Maya with the Simon thing. I like awkward Simon and, like... not,
I'm
like,
trying to think of what our name was for them.
It was either Myman or Smaya.
I guess Myman it is.
I like Smaya.
Don't be so down. Smaya.
Yes, that was Smaya. Good. We should clip that and send it to Alicia.
Yeah, we should.
Don't be so down, Smaya.
I'm obsessed with her as a new character. Her character development, I'm here for her to stay.
She's so good. She's an amazing actress.
Yeah.
Like, we just got a taste of her when we interviewed her, but I'm real, like, she's so natural.
I think I'm falling in love with her. Like, to be honest, not gonna lie. She's so beautiful.
Dakota just looked at me so seriously, you guys.
I'm serious,
like,
though.
He comes home to Mom and is like, Mom, I think I'm falling in love with her.
But her smile, her attitude, even her willingness to be like, all right, you need to figure this out first, and then maybe we'll have something in the future.
Well,
I was just like, oh my gosh, can we please meet and be a thing?
Well, I think what we're also impressed with is that she has great, like, how many episodes has she been in so far?
I think three.
Three?
Maybe four.
And she's already developed ridiculously great chemistry with all the cast.
I know.
That she's worked with.
Yeah.
You'd think she has been in it from the beginning.
I hope that she stays, and I hope Cleophas stays in the rest of the series.
I'm not so sure about Cleo, but I don't think
she's going to stay.
Yeah, I know that Maya has been, like, I think she even said when she was here kind of that, like, her role, maybe she said it to me personally, that her role was going to be, like, a lot bigger in 2B.
Oh, okay.
2B?
I think she did say that. Or not 2B,
that is the question. But, you know, the Simon and Clary thing is getting in the way, and I'm just kind of sick of the, like, someone do something. And she acted all jealous, and, you know, it was almost like a mean girl thing. Like,
who?
Clary. It was manipulative. She's like, do you not want me to go? She's like, I have to go anyways.
I was like, okay.
She's super jealous.
I've never seen her kind of like that, especially with a guy. So I was kind of like, okay, I see it. You have regular human emotions. Yes, you're a shadow hunter, but we kind of saw her emotions get out, her like human mundane emotions. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Oh, okay, well, I'm kind of jealous. I don't know. I liked it.
And as we keep progressing, I feel like the predictions we're making that Simon and Claire are going to have a little small thing. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, after seeing the teaser for next week.
God, I don't even know. I don't even know about that part, but more happiness. I want to talk about more happiness, which is Malik.
They've had a lot of character development in the past two episodes.
Mm-hmm. They've been on some, like, well, they've been on a real level of, like, some real level of romance is happening.
I know, it scares me. Like, something bad's gonna happen.
Yeah, it feels like they were not sure. And then they've been together a few days, and they're like, all right, let's have sex.
They got into it too quickly.
Well, has it really just been a few... I mean, I keep on forgetting, because maybe like it's been, like, 2 weeks.
I don't know.
You don't think it's been 2 weeks?
I don't
weeks?
Know, but all I know is... I mean, it's very obvious in this the show that Magnus is kind of like, yo, maybe we should pump the brakes. I'm afraid you're going to leave me if we move too soon. But then Alec is like, I've never experienced this before because I've never had this emotion towards anyone besides, you know, he liked Jace for a long time. But he's never actually played it out and really been in a relationship. So I feel like he's freaking out. He's like, okay, well, the next step is sex. And I feel like he does what a lot of people, young people do. And they just fling themselves because they're like, this is what I guess I'm supposed to do. So I'm just going to go for it. But in reality, they've only been together for like a little bit. They haven't known each other that much because he's always having to run away whenever they're about to have alone time. So I think Magnus was right. Let's just take a chill pill. But obviously, Alec took the wrong type of pill.
I just love how no matter what, whenever we talk about Malik, no matter if it's like a good scene in a good episode for Malik or a bad episode for Malik, everyone on the chat starts like writing Malik in all caps.
Oh, I know. And fandoms Will X Collide says there's a lot of controversy in this episode.
There is.
From the books to the show. There's a lot of, like, differences, I guess.
Okay. Well, I mean, so this episode changed a lot of things because I was like, well, this episode, they don't know what book they're talking about.
Yeah.
But so it changed a lot of things. Okay. I like that. And I'm glad that they're establishing this, too, with all of you book readers out there. Because, you know, that, like, you don't know what's going to happen. It's not going to be the same show.
Right.
I mean, with the Vampire Diaries, it was based off a book series, and so was Pretty Little Liars. Mm-hmm. And they went so far off of that. And, I mean, I know that this is different. I do think this is different. Woo!
I was like, what's that?
But, yeah, don't you think this is different than those shows, though? Because at least with Pretty Little Liars, I know you guys watch.
Oh, yeah.
The books are, they veer so far off of them.
For Pretty Little Liars, I didn't ever read the books.
I never read the books either, at all.
I read a couple, actually.
Did you like them?
Characters who died in the first book are still alive now.
Yeah. It's very, very, very different. Same with The Vampire Diaries. So, I don't know. Maybe that's turning into this.
Yeah.
But for me, I thought from the get-go that, like, Cassandra Clare is... Mm. I mean, she has things to say.
She has a lot to say.
She does have things to say. I saw the other day.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm just very interested to see how they're adapting this because it does feel different. Movies, they try to take it, like, verbatim.
Yeah.
Make a few changes. TV, it's questionable.
Right.
So they can have the series go on for a longer amount of time.
Yeah,
though.
I get that.
Because with the movies, it's like 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, done.
And then a show, it's a lot longer.
It's like, how many hours have we seen so far of the show? More than 2.5.
Yes, that's...
Definitely.
I spent a lot of hours of my life watching this show.
Oh my gosh,
more than
have.
3.5.
But people in the chat are saying things like, Magnus didn't give his consent, and we don't know what happens in that bedroom.
We don't. The door closes, so we can't really make any assumptions. He could have pushed him off for all we know.
Yeah.
Or he could have been like, you know what, I really did want to have sex with you, but I'm kind of worried about it, but you know what, if you really feel like you're sure, then cool. So I wouldn't go straight to, like, the whole consent thing because I think that you know, if Magnus really was uncomfortable with something, he would say it. And he was uncomfortable with it, but I feel like he would push him off. I feel like Alec wouldn't force himself at all.
No, God, no. And no. He's been around for freaking, like, thousands of years, right?
Yeah.
He's not gonna be, like, he's fine.
But even if he was, because, you know, like, some people who do it a lot, and one time they decide not to, no means no, which I get, but he didn't say no. He was just saying, I'm worried that you might leave me afterwards. So I feel like the whole consent thing... it's not an issue because I feel like, well, like you said, we don't know what happens in that bedroom, so we can't make assumptions.
Yeah, and let me just say, like, that's basically a heterosexual relationship, too. Like, but it's a guy meets a girl, and he's like, hey, it's okay. And the girl's like, I don't want you not to call me after. And then he's like, I promise, I will. I mean, I get it's different with Alec, but, like, girls are kind of finagled into doing that all the time.
Yeah.
But.
It doesn't make it right. But mm-hmm. then again, I feel like if Magnus really didn't want to, Alec would respect that. I think.
Absolutely.
I think so. I think they're on a level of respect that's...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I didn't, like, think it was so terrible, because we don't even know what happened.
Melissa Davis says, and we didn't get to see nothing but got a stupid sex scene with Jace.
And just to touch on that sex scene with Jace, there's two things I want to talk about. One is the girl. Was she a Sealy?
She's a Sealy.
And I was a lot of people what's on her face?
A lot of people were mad because they said that... he wouldn't do that in the books, like sleeping with Sealy's wasn't a thing or something. I don't know.
Well, he just didn't make it clear. There was one line Maya said about Sealy's being in the bar, and then, but literally, I had to watch it twice to be like, what is that?
Because he was throwing himself at Sealy's in the bar, and then he was sleeping with the Sealy, and like,
why is he choosing Sealy's?
I don't know. Maybe because I don't know.
They're easy.
I was gonna say that, but I don't know. Maybe people get mad at me. I don't know.
He's like, I'm really glad you said
really
that.
Really good answer.
You said it. Me. Know. You said it, not me.
Maybe I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was weird, and also, you know, it was very sexual for Freeform, but then it's like, it looked like her pants were off, and she was straddling, but his were on, so they're like, okay, you can do this, but you gotta put some pants, you can't make it seem like he's not wearing any pants.
Well, I mean, she literally had her breast covered like this, but then I'm like, okay, they're apparently having sex, and then after she goes away, he's magically got underwear on, like...
No, he had them on when he was on top of her. Like, I saw, he had, like, something, it looked like boxers or
so,
something.
I mean, they weren't having sex yet?
I don't know. I don't know if Freeform was just like, you gotta throw some shorts on that kid.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, we enough is enough, guys.
I
know.
I guess. Did she have anything on?
It looked like she did not.
Well, if so, it's kind of stupid, because it's like, oh, okay, so the girl gets to be completely naked, but the guy has to wear shorts. We can't show any of him, but we can show everything girl. It's like, don't objectify women.
I can see that. Let's see, but you couldn't tell he was wearing underwear until he flipped over. Okay.
I couldn't actually.
I couldn't either. And then afterwards, like, oh, he puts them on.
No, I was like, oh, she's naked. Is he naked?
I mean, let's put two and two together. We thought they were. They were kind of doing some stuff.
Well.
I know, I was like, wait, am I still on Freeform?
Yeah, the School Geek 2.0 says that he would not sleep with Sealy's in the book.
Interesting.
That's, I wonder why.
Well, and it's like an interesting choice for them to make if he was so adverse to it in the books. Then that brings us to when Luke goes to... Well, no. Before all of that, we haven't even really talked about the Luke, Cleo, all of that. So, you know, Cleo comes... What do you have to say, Becca?
Fandoms will collide. Says Todd, the showrunner, said he wished he could rewrite and reshoot the last Malik scene in the episode on Twitter.
Oh.
Ooh, that's interesting.
I wonder why. Wait, which episode was their last
episode? This episode. Or is that what he's talking about, this episode?
Which scene?
The one that we were just talking about.
Oh, okay. He wishes he could reshoot it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh. Interesting.
It didn't bother me very much, but, you know, I guess a lot of people are kind of bothered by it.
I guess so.
Okay. But yeah, you know, Cleo comes back, we get all of that, and Luke doesn't trust her. Clary is being very, you know, I love that she picked up on the Clarissa thing.
Yes! She was smart.
Oh yeah, because only Valentine calls her Clarissa, right?
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, well, this is getting good now. This is the kind of, like, mystery stuff I like.
I know.
She's figuring
and
something
she
out.
Was extra strong tonight, or was it just me?
She, like, all of a sudden turned around and, like, kicked her in the stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I was like, Cleo's been through a lot. First of all, she was, like, hurting herself to make it look like she was attacked by the like, Valentine.
Typical
and
crazy move. I mean, people do that all the time in TV shows and movies. Like,
I would not have the mindset to hurt myself to prove myself. I'd be like, I'm out.
Well, you're not insane.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Melissa Davis says, Claire... really almost pissed me off, and it bugged her that she wasn't being smart, and then she was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was proud that she was smart. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes, I knew you were capable of making things.
No, I was like, oh, you're not as dumb as I thought.
Oh, I was like, okay, right? Hold on. She was like, tase Luke.
Where did she get a taser from?
She got it from him. It was
on
him.
Oh, she took it from him? Off his belt loop. I didn't even notice that. That is... And, like, because last night before I saw the episode, I saw, like, Kat and Isaiah, they took a photo, and it's like, tonight didn't go so well for us, but we're good now.
I know. I was like, poor guy, lost his love of his life, Jocelyn, and then gets tased by her daughter.
Yeah, and now he's in control, and he's like, you know, she died, and I'm sure he blames himself in some way, shape, or form for that.
Yeah.
And now he's like, to hell if I'm going to let you die.
I know.
Like, and she's just, so yeah, she tased him, left with Cleo, then she gets another call from the angel, and Cleo, what do you have to say?
People were saying earlier that it was, like, giving them chills, and the calls from the angels, and I completely agree. I was like, what is happening?
And I was like, ooh.
It was intense, but my first thought was, like, every time she would tell people that she was hearing it, was like, should you really be telling people?
I know, like, she totally didn't tell anyone that she actually trusted, and then she just blabbed it to Cleo.
Yeah.
Well, she was hurting, like, Cleo, I don't think she could hide it from Cleo, because it seems as though it's kind of like a dog whistle or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know.
Like an electric shock collar or
something. Yeah, and she's, you know, asked what are you doing to me? And then she told Cleo she knows she killed her friend, the other Iron Sister.
Which I was like, wow, I mean, I get that she thinks that she's sketchy, but wow, that was a leap for Claire to be like, oh, I bet you killed her.
She was right.
I was like, dang, okay, she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, and.
Like, you make those assumptions, girl.
Yeah.
But then when Cleo hears the same thing Clary does, because I thought that was really cool too. They did the rune where she can, like, share her hearing.
Yeah, hearing activation or something.
Yeah. And then she's like, oh crap, Valentine isn't, like, really good. I mean, but he's been doing well. I don't know. I'm just very confused. I hope they give a little bit more backstory how she really got into the side with Valentine.
Blackman.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird. And, you know, then she goes off and they both go off to see Valentine. Because of the angel, and if he kills the angel, then the sword will be activated and all downworlders will die, correct?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I think
something dark.
They need, like, a lightning bolt and then the sword with an angel or something
lightning.
Like that. Yeah.
And it was lightning.
There's a big storm coming, yeah.
Yeah. And so, meanwhile, Luke goes to get Jace when he's with his ladies and says, you know, come on. Jace says no, and then he's like, it's Clary, and then he automatically kind of pops back up. And goes to find her, and they find them, first of all, Jace goes straight with Clary, and Luke and Cleo go to be with Valentine.
Right, to kind of trick him.
Yeah, that scene was really good with Valentine and Luke and Cleo, and it was sad, and I kind of wish it was like a flashback or something, you know, I wanted to see it happen, everything they were talking about. What did you guys think about, you know, that Val? Well, this is the part I was going to say, that Luke mentions, you killed the love of your life, when are you going to stop? And yeah, Valentine barely bat an eye.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised. I was really thinking he was going to be so angry and letting out like a "Noi!" type of situation.
I mean, based on the Valentine we know, I wasn't too surprised at his lack of reaction and lack of caring.
But I wanted to see it. That's it.
Maybe in a future episode. Like, maybe don't... Never see him yet. Like, don't count it out yet.
Yeah. And so while... they're fighting, Cleo... And then they talk about being parapetized, which was a fun moment, I think, for both of the actors.
Yeah.
And he gets away... Valentine gets away with Cleo. And then we have Jace and Clary on the roof with the angel... who everyone keeps on talking about, and that's awesome, but I still can't pronounce his name, so.
Yeah.
Someone send me, like, a video message if you can do that.
Yeah.
a voice message. He's on the roof, and he has shackles on him. Clary and Jace, you know, she figures out there's a rune to break the shackles, essentially.
Yeah.
And yeah, like we said, that was a kind of, I thought it was well done. I thought it was cool.
I thought it was cool. I loved when the wings were activated, and he was, like, gave him that weird vision.
But he held both of their hands, and, I mean, Clary is special, right?
Oh, yeah.
But what is it? Why? Is it because she's Valentine's daughter and they just wanted to target her, or she just literally is...
I don't know. I think that, honestly, you know how Jace was apparently, or, I mean, Jonathan, mm-hmm. the brother, was apparently injected with demon blood.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think that Clary was probably injected with angel blood, which means she has more powers because, you know, like, demon blood makes you evil, but then if someone was injected with angel blood, it would be amplified, like, goodness. So maybe she's able to shoot sunlight out of her palm because she's got more angel blood than normal people, normal shadow hunters. Something along those lines, maybe. So maybe that's why she's special.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I also thought, too, when he held both of their hands, the angel did, it seemed like Jace seemed surprised, and so did Clary, that he wanted to hold Jace's hand, too. Like, that yeah. if Jace was a demon, if he was this, like, devil, then would the angel really want to be, like, holding his hand like that? I thought it kind of showed both of them that, oh, maybe he isn't injected with demon blood.
Either that, or maybe this vision was just something that he really needed to show
them. Okay,
both.
Let's talk about this vision, because I don't understand it.
Someone said, I'm pretty sure that the vision was of Sebastian.
And he's like the demon that takes, what was it, taking the sword? Someone taking the sword.
You
but then,
are right, Dakota.
Ooh,
what are you right about?
Probably about the angel blood injection.
Hey.
Tiffany says she heard the angel because she's injected with the angel blood. Oh my gosh. Check it out.
Yep.
Oh, wow, Dakota.
Dakota, good job.
That's cool.
But Jace being extra is a gift. I don't know what that means. That's interesting. Wow. Awesome. Good job. We read the books. Just kidding. No. what if we, like, actually did read the books and we were just joking, you guys, the entire time?
What if we
time?
Show up one day and we're like, we read all of them?
No, it's like we've read yeah. it this entire time. We've just been messing with you.
We've just been messing, yeah.
But but the thing is, okay, so they see, like, a demon take a sword.
Mm-hmm.
But then it seems to diminish and disappear. Not, like, disappear, it went somewhere else. It seems to have, like, exploded or yeah. something, and it's gone. Is that what you saw?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I yawned. That's what I saw. And I could see why it would be Sebastian, but I don't really get the full gist of it, and I think they don't either. So it was kind of like a teaser, like, hey, this is something that's going to happen, or this is something that yeah. I need to show you, but I'm only going to show you a little bit, and then it's going to fade away, and then you're going to have to figure it out yourself or wait for it to come to life.
Okay, so that's why he showed Jace too, maybe.
Yeah, so that way they could work together. I don't know, guys.
No. I get that, too. What did you think about the...
Ooh.
The whole thing.
Okay.
Jace has gifts, too.
Yeah, Melissa says that Jace has gifts, too, so maybe that's why he showed both of them. I could see it.
Yeah, I don't think that's surprising.
Maybe that's why he was so adamant on her not sharing with everyone that she has something special, because the clay was so easy to shut it down. So maybe he's like, hey, don't tell anyone, because they will get all crazy. So maybe he has something to hide. That makes sense.
Mm. All right.
Claire, the School Geek 2.0's comment.
Clary was injected with angel blood. It was passed on because it was given to Jocelyn in a powder when Clary was still in the womb.
I said
worm.
In the worm. Okay, so she wasn't injected, but it was through a powder.
So Jocelyn had it in her too, then.
Interesting.
I don't know. I'm interested to see how that all plays out. On that note, let's get into some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
First. You want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is new.
This never happened.
I know. I'm like, oh, shoot, this must be
this
good.
This is new. It's not that good.
Okay.
That's why I just want to get it home.
Just go.
I'm so bad at predictions. But I don't think Cleo's going to last much longer.
Okay.
Is number one. I think she'll last as long as she's, like, effective and helpful. But I don't think it'll be for long. And then... I want Maya and Simon to still be a thing, but it's not going to happen.
It might if you saw the preview for next week.
Maybe.
I could see it. I think that we're going to get more Maya and Simon. Yeah. I don't think they're done with that. I think they just kind of scraped the surface and we're going to go back for it.
Agreed.
But I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be difficult because Simon's going to profess his love to Clary, and then Maya's going to be like, you know what? Screw it, I want you. And then he's going to have to choose between two or figure out, oh my gosh, like, what am I going to do type of thing.
Or I feel like it's going to be a thing where maybe, like, Maya's going to be like, you should use me to make Clary jealous.
Ooh, oh. I hope not.
One of those, like, 80s teen movies.
Yeah.
Let me help you, yeah, type of thing. Did you see, though, the controversy because Cassandra Clare said something about, oh, hey, Todd said something on Twitter about Simon's not going to be dating multiple people at the same time because that's just not his style. He's not dumb like that or something. And Cassie was like, are you offending the book readers because this, this, and this, and kind of snapped back. And he's like, my bad choice of words, apologies. And she's like, okay, good. It just seems like she seems kind of bitter. And like, I feel like the new showrunners of her do not have a good relationship You know, hit him up on his celly. You know what I'm saying? Don't lash out at
on
him.
His celly.
Yeah, don't lash out at him on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Like, be an adult. Call him. Say, hey, I was offended by this tweet that you said. Let's talk about it. But don't do the whole Twitter, Facebook.
Maybe delete type the tweet. Thing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, be an adult and go up and say, look, this bothered me. So I guess maybe he won't be going back and forth between two girls if that's what Todd said.
But in the book, he did.
Well, I think, you know, maybe they'll overlap just a little bit. Who knows?
Who knows?
Okay, so for my predictions, I think that Izzy is going to continue with the Z and Fen thing. And it's going to get really bad to the point of, because Magnus said, I had a friend that almost died. So I feel like Izzy might, I could see Izzy's fate being really up in the air towards the end of 2A.
You think she might die?
She's not going to die, no. I don't think they're going to kill her, but it could...
That'd be a plot twist.
But, like, what if they did and then they had to bring her back to life? Like, I don't know. I know that's like getting Mona? A little... Yeah, well, no, but with supernatural stuff. And I just really, really hope that Jace and Clary find out they're not siblings soon.
I thought that was what was going to happen whenever the angel held both of their hands. I thought he was going to let him know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam's like, please date.
I just like, yeah, I really want them to. And
Sam's gonna jump into the TV pretty soon.
I think Jace, I really before am. Anything happens, Jace needs to get tested, you know, to
from
make
the
sure.
Sealies?
Because he was kind of bouncing around with the Sealies. He needs to get tested because Clary is an angel and she does not need any infections.
Oh my god, Dakota.
Wait, that's what okay, conversation this is like the, did we just get into?
This is the second week in a row I've mentioned STDs. I don't get it. I don't know why, but I mean, people need to be careful about these things. Everyone in shows, they make it glamorous, like, oh, we're all sleeping around, happy dory, whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, what kind of example are you setting for kids? Like, these kids are going to think, oh, cool, I'm going to go screw around. And then guess what? They're going to end up with an infection. And then the magical TV people are not going to get infections.
The magical TV people?
Jesus Christ.
Go get tested.
Exactly. Go get tested, guys.
If you want any more of that talk,
hit me up at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
Wait, I have one more, though. I have one more. And it's that Clary and Simon.
Clary and Izzy date?
Yeah, Clary and Izzy just decided to ditch all the guys and that they're meant to be together. Yeah. No, Clary and Simon are going to try. They're going to kind of have a thing for a few days.
Yeah, no,
and
I think so.
And then they're both going to break out laughing. And be like, I'm so glad we did this because this
that's
is
so funny.
We're best friends.
That would be
yeah, I think
really
they're gonna
funny.
Be like, I think we're better off as friends. Yeah.
I could see that happening.
I hope so. That's kind of my optimistic prediction. On that note, thank you guys so much for tuning in. One more time for everyone, where can we find y'all on social media?
Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And I will be gone next week, but I will be sending much love to you guys, and I can't wait to tweet with you guys about the episode.
And where can, what other after shows can they find you on?
Oh yeah, you guys can find me on Revenge Body, which films on Thursdays, and I just finished wrapping up a series of unfortunate events, so that was cool. And in March, we have Baby Daddy and Young and Hungry coming back, so you gotta watch those.
Awesome.
And you can catch me on Beyond on Mondays and Dance Moms at 8 tonight.
Awesome.
Cool. You guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43. I just want to thank Blue Trimble Designs for this really cool choker that's supposed to keep me grounded. And you can find me tonight at 9 p.m. on Imposters, who literally has an Emerald lookalike as the lead, so you guys should check it out. It's only on episode 2, and please all watch Riverdale on Thursdays. It's so good. Thank you again, and we will see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.